tangible that you see around us, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because before anything became tangible, it was first intangible in the mind. And in your mind, the only thing you have in your mind is that sound. And that sound is you, that sound is your being, that sound is your core.
Yeah.
So with that, sound has to be the initial root for, I guess, the rest of existence.
Mm. Plus the Big Bang, that shit must have been loud, you know what I'm saying? They call it the Big Bang.
The big ohm.
That's what you call that shit, bro. The big ohm. Fuck that. Yeah. That's what it is now. That's what it is. You already know.
Yeah. That's why, like, I'm when you get that camera, and a guy that tells me the right way, wrong way to say shit, bro. I know English, and now it's me trying to get my thoughts out. So there's no right grammar. So this idea of grammar, past tense, present tense, that's some bullshit. It's just how it is, is how I'm going to say it. You know what I'm saying? And if you think about that grammar is right, that's because you're filtering it through this idea of the right way to speak English. You know what I'm saying? So right or wrong, it's no good. It's human logic, bro. That's what, it's like once you tap in into a mentality, you start to see it. It's like there's nothing. At the core, it's just expression.
Everybody.
Yeah, personality is dope. But I like person better.
Yeah.
That's what do you mean a human thing? Like a human thing that's like forced is what you did, or a human thing that's actually.
Is that the whole world is that everything we take is a label to a certain idea. But the only way for you to understand my idea is for me to put it in a way that you understand, something you understand as well. And one thing we both understand is English language, because we can't both read our minds. But for us to be able to transfer our thoughts to each other, we have to communicate with English language.
Yeah,
kind of.
Not really. If I wanted to kill a nigga, then I guess I'd kill a nigga in silence, with the silence on.
I'm saying, but if you want someone to understand your mind, the only way is through communication. Or if you guys are at a spiritual level enough where you don't have to talk, you can just feel what you guys are feeling.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But that's a whole nother shit.
This bitch is killing these nuts!
I feel like legit, that's what a true connection is with a female.
Going balls deep?
Savage. It's like when we get to that bit where I ain't gotta say shit, but you know, you can feel it. Like that's what mothers have. Legit, that's what all mothers have with their kids, but they don't understand that, yo, that's what I have, that there's a connection to them forever and it comes into this world through my body. So with that, it's like your entrance is exciting. That's why mothers can feel their kids. This is the kids in danger, they can feel it. Because it's like, the kids feel it. But once they put that human thing on it, as in like, I give it to you, I went through all the pain, and they put the emotions, and that label of baby, through it is when you sometimes you control it too. And I don't know things like this. Because I'm thinking of going to them. But
right.
That's all they know. You know, that's what life is, bro. You know,
what
about
you think?
I was watching a reading. Does she do these tarot readings in water?
Like, does she have like armbands
no,
on
no,
or something?
She uses tarot cards.
Have like a little duck ringlet on.
But
why
and then she meditates to channel, like channel spirits into her being.
Yeah, meditation is very common.
Because like when she meditates, with meditation is being open to the frequency of cosmos. That way you can feel it from the
frame
of being. So that's how she can tap into. I'm a Gemini, but she's not Gemini. But she can tap into Gemini energy by meditating and keeping herself open to Gemini energy. Because Gemini energy can influence her. So you're a Capricorn, so you have to look at the Capricorn thing. But it's not even just the Capricorn. Because like I said, you know your Capricorn and Sun and Moon. So for you, because you're a double Capricorn, all you need to be checking for is the Capricorn tarot. And if you want to know more about how people see you, then you check in to your Pisces, man, or your Pisces on the outside. So that's why astrology is so important, for people don't give themselves a chance to dive into it. Because it's complex to understand, but once you understand it, you don't need to repeat it. It's like, because once you know it, it's like, then you can start to see it. So you don't even need to go back on YouTube to watch it. You can just start reading. Legit, Janae actually does it. She does tarot reading.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Janae, like, you know, she does tarot reading. You know, and she's like wifey to you, right?
Yeah, boy, you know, I call you the last year. She's my queen.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say that.
Like, I was watching her doing a tarot reading. I was like,
no, I'm smitten right now, bro.
Yeah.
Calling her the last year, like, queen of Janae, I feel like that.
What's a window on here?
I don't even want to start clowning her, but like, she has four cheeks. That's all I have to say. This bitch has four cheeks.
Yeah.
You've seen those funny slides with the baby tower.
Yeah. So you just watch the Gemini one.
Okay, I just saw her chest. She got six cheeks. I'm lying.
So like, this right here, Capricorn energy. So you're double Capricorn, so I love this resonates. And don't listen to what, but just listen to. Listen
your
to
voice.
What
mm-hmm.
resonates.
Slow.
Take time.
That's that.